This fall, a well-liked top student at the University of Washington went missing. His wife was in a panic.
I didn't hear from him for a while, not knowing what had happened, if he was okay.
He later called from the Immigration Detention Center in Tacoma. Students and faculty at the UW are now trying to get him released, and they're testing the idea of what it means to be a sanctuary campus for undocumented immigrants. KUOW's Liz Jones has our story.
College students spill out of classrooms on the UW campus, and here, just inside this building for international studies, is where this student was enrolled. He made the dean's list last year. His teachers describe him as outstanding. They want him back on campus. His wife wants him back home.
So I'm Rebecca, and we have a four-month-old. Her name is Sankara.
The baby kicks her tiny bare feet as Rebecca gently rocks her. She says that as a new parent, her husband took on the role of baby whisperer whenever Sankara got fussy.
He would like to hold her and sing to her. It's not really a song, but a little tune that they would sing to babies back home. And so he would always sing that to her. Yeah, watching him hold her and play with her was really special. Sorry.
Rebecca's husband, Bangali Fatih, is from the Gambia. He came to the U.S. on a student visa 15 years ago. He hit some trouble since then and now faces deportation.
Yeah, I went from being married and working on this parenting thing together to being a single parent for all practical purposes.
Every few days, she takes Sankara to the detention center in Tacoma, and they visit Bangali on the opposite side of a glass window.
Most of our time is spent, like, trying to get her to smile and, like, playing peekaboo with her, you know.
Bangali Fatih's immigration case is complicated. After he came to the U.S., his school funding fell through. He was alone and sometimes homeless. He got by on odd jobs and, as he puts it, made some bad choices. In 2011, he was caught transporting marijuana in Oklahoma. A judge later ordered him to be deported. But that order stalled because the Gambia refused to accept deportees, until recently. On the UW campus, people who know Bangali now say he's turned his life around, and when his wife called them for help, they jumped into action. Professor Angelina Godoy helped spearhead the effort.
Well, many of us remembered Bangali as having been just an incredibly thoughtful, conscientious student, and we're really eager to do whatever we could to support him.
They talked a lot about what it means to be a sanctuary campus. Now it was time to act. After President Trump's election, fears had surfaced that undocumented students would be increasingly at risk. Faculty discussed how to respond if Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, reached into their campus. And in a letter last November, UW leaders said they aimed to, quote, mitigate any negative future developments for undocumented students. Bangali would be their first test.
Let me see right here. Right now we are at 3,923.
Okay. Godoy reads the tally from a UW petition calling for Bengali's release. Students are organizing a teach-in, and most significantly, a UW law clinic has taken up his case. They discovered Bengali may be eligible for a special visa to stay here, and for now, his deportation is on hold again. Godoy thinks it's a first for the campus to know about a student picked up by ICE. However,
there must have been others who, you know, stopped coming to class one day and nobody ever knew why. And in a way, that's what disturbs me the most and makes me want to make sure that we don't continue to tolerate this sort of silent siphoning off of our students from our campus.
She wants this petition, this legal effort, and the students who've organized support to send a clear message that they care. ICE officials were unable to provide details about Bengali's case.
I don't know where we would be without the UW right now.
This is Rebecca again, Bengali's wife.
I think he would already be deported and back in the Gambia if it weren't for University of Washington stepping up in the way that they have. Yeah, I hope other universities can emulate what they've done for us.
Since September, Rebecca's world has turned upside down. She ended her maternity leave early to return to work as a nurse practitioner. She gave up the apartment she and Bengali shared, where he did all the cooking and cleaning.
Which was also really hard. Sorry. Yeah. put clothes in the closet that are his because it just feels better not having all of his stuff packed away.
She's now living with her sister's family. Next for Bengali is a bond hearing later this month, and a judge could allow him to return home while his case continues. But for now, school is over. Bengali tried to keep up with his classes from detention, but with just 1 hour a day for computer time, there was just no way. In Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.